I really don't even know what I'm going to do with this, if it's going to become a podcast thing or if it's going to be a YouTube video, but just either way, I don't make money off of YouTube in the first place, and if I put this on the podcast, it's there's no ads that are going to be on here. I can't even imagine making a cent off of this. I just really feel the need to come on here and say something. I really couldn't even bring myself to do this yesterday because I didn't write a script, I didn't write anything, so this is just going to be all over the place. I'm just yesterday we lost Kobe Bryant. I can't even. It's just so hard to wrap my head around just that he's just not here anymore. Never in a million years did I think that I would still be around in the, I guess you could call it, sports journalism podcasting industry. I didn't think that I would be around to create something about the death of Kobe Bryant. It's just something that never entered my brain. And let's also not forget Gianna Bryant. Let's also not forget her and the 7 other victims that were a part of this. Just this complete tragedy. For me, it all started in 2007, I think. My mom used to work summers at the Boys and Girls Club, and I used to go with her sometimes. And growing up in Gary, we didn't have a lot of money. And I think in 2007, I might have just had a PlayStation 2. And I wasn't that really into the NBA just yet. I was more into the NFL. My favorite player was Brett Favre. But I used to go to the Boys and Girls Club with my mom sometimes. And they had the original Xbox there. And one of the games they had, I believe it was NBA Live. And I used to play it with this kid. I don't even remember his name, but we would always, I would pick the Lakers, he would pick the Cavs, and we would go at it, you know, Kobe and LeBron. And then eventually, I think it was about 2010 when the Lakers won the championship for the second year in a row. So they went back to back with Kobe and Pau Gasol. And that was really when I was like, you know what? I love basketball. I like basketball too. And I'm going to start watching it. And Kobe's my favorite player. And it's crazy to think that, you know, at 9 years old, I got introduced to Kobe Bryant. And then it was at like, what, 12? I think I started to really become like a big fan of his. Between 2010 and 2016, I watched Kobe Bryant. I was a Kobe fan, but I was also a Bulls fan, so I really wanted to see Kobe and Derrick Rose go at it in the finals at some point. But then obviously, back-to-back years really kind of took all of that away from me. In 2012 and 2013 with Derrick Rose's ACL and then Kobe's Achilles. That just really kind of took that all away. And even being a Bulls fan and being the huge Derrick Rose fan that I am, there was just always something special about Kobe Bryant that just elevated him over every athlete that I have ever looked up to and admired. Brett Favre, Derrick Rose, anybody else. There was just something about the way Kobe Bryant carried himself and took his craft into practice, and the hardworking mindset that he had and the person that he was. That just, it really just put him in his own echelon, you know what I mean? It was just, there was nobody like Kobe. There will never be anybody else like Kobe. And the fact that he's just gone, just, I'm not really one to cry, but goddamn, yesterday was rough. And I'm really kind of at this point where, like, I'm not going to, but, like, I can, like, feel it, and, like, it's just gonna, my voice is just gonna continue to break the more I talk about Kobe. Like I had said earlier, I never expected to make this, to have to create this. I always thought that if anybody else, I would probably have to do this about Michael Jordan or Bill Russell even, or Shaq or something. If I thought that I was really going to have to do any kind of thing about this, coming on to here and just talking about what somebody meant to me, Kobe was probably the last one that I thought it was going to happen to. I really thought that it was going to be somebody like Bill Russell that was going to shake the world like this, the NBA world like this. Kobe, even post-retirement, his legacy carried on. No matter how much, you know, idiots want to say stuff on the internet about Kobe, they knew deep down who he was, you know. He was that man. This morning I was getting ready to head off to work, and I looked at my shelf and I saw these note cards. It was from when I was in college for a semester, and it was these. I took a public speaking class while I was in college for a semester, and my final speech, I made it all about Kobe and the type of person that he was and the impact that he left on me. And just seeing those notes and being reminded of the type of impact that he had, that I felt the need to write this speech about him and present it to a college class. You know, the fact that he had such an impact on my life like that, you know, he inspired me to do so much. It's really just something that can't be repeated in my life. I really don't even know where to go with this anymore, you know. There's really not a whole lot of words that can really even be put together to express the type of just sheer grief that I'm just feeling, and the rest of the world is feeling. Obviously it's not just me. It's Vanessa Bryant. It's Kobe's remaining daughters. It's his close friends. It's Shaquille O'Neal. It's Jerry West. It's everybody. It's LeBron James. I I just saw a tweet from Woj a couple minutes ago that said that the Lakers and Clippers game is going to be postponed tomorrow, which is such a fantastic gesture, I think. If I can kind of close this off with what I think they should do, the NBA should do about going forward with Kobe and, you know, maintaining his legacy and making sure that he stays remembered forever if he wasn't going to already. I saw somewhere, I think it was one of the guys on the ESPN show High Noon, say that that he thinks the Staples Center should be renamed after Kobe. After so many years of it being the Staples Center and, you know, Kobe winning his championships in the Staples Center, I disagree. But the NBA needs to change the logo from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant. I can't even really look at the NBA logo anymore without thinking that it should be Kobe Bryant. Jerry West doesn't want to be the logo anymore. We want Kobe. We want Kobe to be the logo. I think make it happen, you know? So really, I think other than that, other than obviously inducting him to the Hall of Fame and building a statue for him in front of Staples Center, which they were going to do anyway, Kobe was going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. If he wasn't already, it's going to be 100% unanimous. I don't see how it wouldn't have been, but it's just, if I can kind of take this into a selfish perspective, it's really heartbreaking for me that we're never going to get a Hall of Fame speech from Kobe. We're never going to hear what he has to say. We're never going to see what Gigi turns out to be. You know, and that's almost even just more heartbreaking than losing, you know, someone that's already built a legacy in basketball. Sure, he was going to continue that and go further, but we had already known Kobe. We had already seen his legacy and what he had done on the NBA level. What's almost even more heartbreaking is knowing that we're never going to see Gianna live that out, live out her potential, and I think I'm just gonna call it there. I think I'm just gonna even make this into a YouTube video so I don't have to worry about not making any money. I need to pull up a list really quick. There are nine victims here, two of them being Kobe and Gianna Bryant. I want to end this quick, so I'm not going to read off all the names, but I just want to give a big, my deepest condolences. I'm not religious, so I'm not going to say that I'm going to pray for these people, but my deepest condolences to Vanessa, Kobe's remaining children, the families of the rest of the victims. And that's it.